friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
An 88-year-old nun tells a Bible joke about constipation and has everyone rolling. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 88-year-old Sister DePaul Stava flawlessly delivers a hilarious Bible joke about constipation and has everyone cracking up. Sometimes people see religion as stuffy and uptight, but just because you take your faith seriously doesn't mean you can't have fun. God wants us to experience joy, happiness, and laughter. In fact, if you take a look at Proverbs 17:22, you'll see that a merry heart does good like a medicine. And Sister DePaul Stava is proving just that as she tells a joke about constipation involving five men from the Bible. Sister DePaul Stava is a member of the Benedictine Sisters of the Sacred Heart in Liesel, Illinois. There, they describe the 88-year-old nun as having the gift of keeping things lighthearted and playful. And that certainly seems to be the case based upon a hilarious video of the woman making its rounds on social media. In the video, Sister DePaul asks, "Did you hear about the five constipated men of the Bible?" She then goes on to share her funny Bible joke by referencing five different figures from the Bible, along with scripture-based evidence pointing to constipation. For example, Cain, he wasn't able. Watch the video below for a good laugh as the nun provides four more biblical examples of constipation. You can tell this sweet lady has a wonderful sense of humor, and while her joking around is good fun, God has also given Sister DePaul's playful spirit a special purpose. Sister DePaul Stava is one of many nuns and priests participating in a religious order study with Rush University and Emory University. The purpose of this 25-year-long study is to better understand why some people stay sharp until the end of life and others start suffering from cognitive decline as early as their 60s. Sister DePaul loves to entertain people by telling jokes and playing her harmonica. And according to the study, the nun's humor and positive outlook may actually be helping to protect her from dementia. Sounds just like the good medicine of a cheerful heart mentioned in Proverbs 17:22, doesn't it? The data gathered by the study thus far seem to suggest lifestyle factors can help compensate, delay, and prevent dementia. Things like being socially and physically active, having a purpose in your life, maintaining a healthy diet, learning a different language, including music, and yes, using humor. In addition to contributing to the study while alive, participants like Sister DePaul will also donate their brains to the study after death for further research. When asked how she felt about her brain donation, Sister DePaul laughingly replied, "I'm dead. What do I care?" Just as she spent her life serving God's purpose, that service toward helping others will continue after the Lord calls her soul home. But in the meantime, this feisty, entertaining woman will continue using humor like her Bible joke about constipation to stave off cognitive decline. Please be sure to share this story with someone who could use a good laugh. And you can learn more about the research study from the video below.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A freak accident took their kind-hearted son, but here's the sweet way they're honoring him. Written by Holly Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. It's impossible to imagine how one might respond to the devastating loss of a child. but the parents of Elijah Knight have set an example for others dealing with similar circumstances. Stephen and Courtney Knight have used their pain for good by sharing Elijah's message of kindness and action with others around the world. A freak accident in 2018 killed 14-year-old Elijah while he was camping with the Boy Scouts in Georgia, when a terrible storm blew through the camp and knocked a tree down, which fell into Elijah's tent and killed him. At the time, the Cypress, Texas teen had been considering an Eco Scout project that would focus on kindness. Elijah Knight always valued and prioritized kindness. He had come up with a phrase that would lead the project as he moved forward. Start everything with kindness, and the end will be okay. Elijah's words will not go to waste. His parents decided to honor their son and begin a legacy of kindness by starting a nonprofit called Kindness to Action. Elijah Knight recognized that kindness without action is meaningless. Kindness alone is without impact. So, Stephen and Courtney created kindness coins, modeled after challenge coins, as a way to encourage acts of kindness. The coins, printed on one side with Elijah's quote and on the other with a unique serial number, can be registered and tracked, providing a record of good deeds and kindness that are performed all over the map. What a beautiful tribute. More importantly, what a wonderful trend. Stephen told the Chronicle, "These are challenge coins made in Elijah's honor. They have intrinsic, intangible worth in that they are awarded and not won and given freely. We want to recognize and appreciate those who are doing the work of kindness in the world." In their grief, Stephen and Courtney have done something positive. They've taken their sadness and tried to make the world a better place. And this is just what their son had hoped to do. The world is a better place because of Elijah Knight and his family. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Matthew 5:4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.